Hello?
Receiver is not yet begun. Receiver is next to the list. Give me a few minutes, please.
Was there a message of the share taking place?
Yes, we anticipate such.
Good morning, Rabbi Say. I'm sorry I got a little bit delayed. We'll start from the Mishnah on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. If anybody has any difficulty, please feel free to ask Kashas. Okay, I'm going to start with the Mishnah. HaPesach v'achatos v'sochtem shelo lishmon. If somebody shechted the korban Pesach, or achatos shelo lishmo, kibul holach zorak shelo lishmon, if he was makabel of what, or he spritzed it shelo lishmon. That is a shayla that's talking about one avoida, meaning within the avoida itself, he did two separate kavonas. That's a shayla in the Gemara and Sochem. Now, when the Mishnah says you did lishma and shalei lishma, does that mean that it was in one avoida or consecutive avoidas? The Rashi brought over there in Sochem, the Gemara, the shayla. And that's Nuntes and Sochem, Nuntes on the base. Rashi over here touches up one avoider. That's how Rashi says it. And if you look at the sheet here, on that base, the sheet also brings down this side. Chavetz Chaim is medayik like that from a Rambam. The Rambam in Yud Gimel in Psula Magdosh, in the beginning of Perek Yud Gimel, the Rambam writes that somebody did halacha. Halacha, with both kavanas. One avoida, the korban is nifsa. See, clearly the Rambam learns like that as well. And that's the Shita Saramba. Now, the question is, if you start off with a kavanas lishma, that's not so posh, because normally we say that everything goes both of the first kavanas. The Keren Oira taka by us, Keren Oira doesn't have a problem with one avoida, but he has a kasha, Keren Oira has a kasha. How did the Tana know that even if you started with lishma, that even if you started with lishma, that the shaloi lishma would pass? What's his needin over there? Well, that's something we'll get to more with Hashem in the next sugi next week when we talk about pigo. But that's his ha'ara. Misha says, well, you did shaloi lishma, and then shaloi lishman lishman, all these cases are possible. Case of lishman shaloi lishman. You start off L'Shem Pesach, L'Shem Shlomim. L'Shem Shlomim, L'Shem Pesach. Any of these, in all the four Avodish, as Avach Nisla, Barab Avodish. Avodvorim, and they are Shechita, Kabbalah, Halach, and Zrika. And this is even that the Mishnah brings it down by Pesach, but this Halach is applicable to all Kabbalahs, all Kachim. In fact, the Rambam, when he brings down the Ikudin of Dawud Avoidas, he brings it down actually by Sharkotchen. Forgabit Aloch of Ein Meratzim. That's where the Rambam brings it down. And again, in Mitzvah Shem, that we'll go into as we go further in the Sugya. Today I just want to discuss Rav Shimon Shita, Rav Shimon Machshe Behiluch. If Shimon comes, if Shimon says that by Halacha, there's no psul of Shaloi Lishma. Now here we'll get to this to discuss more. When Rav Shimon says that Halacha doesn't pass on Shaloi Lishma, there are two ways to understand it. One way to understand is that Halacha doesn't affect the carbon at all, which would mean, A, by Pesach, it won't make the carbon possible. If somebody would have a kavana Shaloi Lishma by a carbon Pesach, B'shas Halacha, the carbon would still remain kosher. That's one possibility. But Rav Shimon may still agree that Lagabi the din of Oyla Labailam L'Shem Chayva, that halacha does affect the carbon, meaning it's still on Oyla Labailam L'Shem Chayva. Because as we dig into Rav Shimon's Shita more, it needs a lot of beer, Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon's Shita needs a lot of beer because the etzem, the halacha is avodas koyin. You need a koyin. If you do it without the begadim, it's possible. So halacha is an avoda. It is an avoda. So it's shver to say that the kavana that you have b'shas avoda of halacha, which lagabi all dinim, is a regular avoda. Why would that not affect the kol? Very unclear. The Shimon Shita. For that reason, the Ponim Iris and his Shuvas actually has a discussion as a discussion that there's a possibility that by other culture, Mitzvaka not Meratzen. Mitzvaka, what he says, and he doesn't come out like that with a hachlata, but it's upon him, he was a Sufik. There's a Sufik that maybe the halacha of Shaloi Lishma, Taka, even by halacha, according to Shimon, is plaguing the call. Kimdumani, he ends off there with a tzarachin in his tshuva. It's not clear when he ends off his tshuva. I always brought a raya from the Gemara later on Yudalad Amid Beis. The Gemara says clearly, the Gemara uses a terminology, and again, this needs clarity, but the Gemara used terminology that in my time with Rav Shimon, on Yudalad Amid Beis, the Gemara says, what's Rav Shimon's reason for Machshe? Mishum desoivel, avoido she'efshan levaklo lav avoidehi. So the language of the Gemara sounds like that Rav Shimon holds it's not an avoid. Now again, it can't mean literal because clearly it is an avoid. Clearly, l'gavi other halachas, it is an avoid. So when we say lav avoidehi, it mechol apachas, it means l'gavi the halachas of lishma, it's as though it's not an avoid. That's what the Gemara means. Now, in that case, the lashon of Gemara's mashma, not like the Panamiris is tzad, that even according to Rav Shimon, it's not meratze. Because if according to Rav Shimon it's not meratze, that would mean that he does consider a loch and avoida, even regarding shalei lishma. The only thing that he's saying is that it doesn't pass by Pesach. That's the ma'aser what he says. Now the truth is that the Gemara over there, even as a tzad, again, it's not the way we come out, but the Gemara, even as a tzad, at least according to Rabbi and Rav Yosef, that according to Rav Shimon, maybe halacha should be kosher bizarre. Okay? Even though we don't come out like that, lamaisa, okay? And this passes a shas all over, is that everybody's masking, you need a coin, you need big day kuna, right? But you see that the Gemara there brings down from Rabbi and Rav Yosef, that according to that side of Lava Voida, maybe you don't even need a coin tag. Could be you don't even need a coin possible. Okay? Because it's Avoida Shef Shalavat of Al Kaponim, what I think is indisputable is that the Mashmoyesh Hashas is that Alibi the Rav Shimon, it's kosher and it's Maratza as Alamailas. There's not even a Shemetz of a Psul. That's what's Mashma from the Gemara. So we'll get more into this to get a better understanding what the Shita of Rav Shimon. The Shayer of Shimon, amen. Rav Shimon based his Shita on the Yevshebol Yishev B'Shita. You can't have a carbon without Shita. It's just Shaloi B'Kabbalah. You can't have a carbon without Kabbalah. Shaloi B'Zrikin. Avol Yevshebol Yehiloch. You could do an Avoid without Halacha. Why? You could be Shaykh at the Tzad. Be Shaykh in the Tzad and the Mizbeach. But Eric, he spits the blood without a requirement of Halach.
What is the Pashup shot of the halacha? What is the problem? He's thinking about a different carbon, or he has no kavan? Because he just did one ma'isa, he had the right kavan, he's going to the next ma'isa, he has the right kavan. So how do we learn what is the Pashup shot?
Lagabit is no different than Zrika and everything else. By Zrika, the shots when he's Zurich, the dam, he has in mind it's another carbon. Right? So here, Bishas,
he switched his machshava.
Well, that's anyway what you have to say. Forget halacha. That's what you have to say anyway. All the cases in the Mishnah of Lishmo and Shaloi Lishmo, he switched his machshava. He started off, he shechted the carbon for carbon Pesach. And then he was makabal the blood for Shlomim. So in that regard, halacha is no different. He just switched his kavanah. But the issue is that Rav Shimon is being mechadish here, that since this avoida could be skipped, since there's a potential to skip this avoida, the Meneilah doesn't have a din of avoida, l'chol apachos for the din of lishma, doesn't have a din of avoida. Like I said, whether it loses its whole same avoida completely, that's choratoli in the shock of a tie to Gemara later on. But clearly, l'gabi the din of lishma, it's not counted. It doesn't count. Now you have to know, did the Rabbanon argue with Rav Shimon's Svara, which means Rabbanan are saying it's possible. Anyway, So are the Rabbanon arguing with Rav Shimon's Svara? Is that the pshat? Which means the Rabbanon hold true, Halacha is Avodah Shelavat, because you could shecht right near the Mizbeach and bypass Halacha. But they hold it doesn't matter. Lamaisa, if you're doing Halacha, it's Makif. Lamaisa, if you're doing Halacha, it's an Avodah, and it is Makif. Kavon is Makif. Or the other way to learn is that the Rabbonim agree with Rav Shimon's Svara. They tack a hold, if you'd have an Avodah that's Efshel Avatla, you have an Avodah you could bypass completely. It's Taka Lav Avodah. Taka Lav Avodah. But they hold Halacha, you can't be Mavakal. Which would mean that even if you shecht the Nirim is Bayang, you'd have to move a little bit. You'd have to move your feet. You have to be Mekayim Mitzvah Zeloch. That's the two ways to learn the Rabbanim. So if you look at Tosfos over here, if you're a Maskla, I think it says clearly that the Rabbanim are made to Rav Shimon. That's what comes out from this. Just holds that doesn't make a difference. Even though they're made to Rav Shimon, that Halacha is Efshel of Atma, doesn't make a difference. Still possible anyway. Right? If you look at the Shita Mekubeses, later on, and you dialed on the base, the sugi we were just looking at, says the same thing. He says that the lashon of the Shita there is Rabbonon Avdi Efsha Kei Efsha, which means according to the Rabbonon, the fact that you could bypass the Avodah makes no difference. Taka makes no difference. But if you look at Rashi, you dialed on the base, here, if you're a maskul v'ha, he says not that way. He says that the Rabbonon Savi, the Rabbonon Hol, I heard him say, look, the Efshel of Atma. Can't be Mavato at all. That's what he says. And the Rambam, you should know also, in Perek Aleph of Sulem Magdashim, he says clearly that you must move, the Kohen must move, and he says that even if the Kohen was Makabal the blood, right near the Mizbeach, he spritzed it, he didn't move. Zokta, it's possible. Yeah. That's interesting that in Rashi, later on, it says, Vavam Ralef, Rashi actually says that according to Rabbanu, you could be Mevakel Lemos. The Rachmanim are all Oyman on this. This is Zalman, is Oyman on this as well, to try to explain on that Rambam in Perek Aleph, that this is Zalman, is Oyman on the contradiction in Rashi, as well as the potential contradiction in the Rambam. So again, on the one hand, Rashi is mashma, not just mashma. Yudalad on the base, he says clearly that the Rabbanon holds you can't be mevakel halacha, which means the kohen must move, must absolutely move. And the Rambam in Psulim Mugdoshim, here in Halacha Chav Gimel Perak Aleph, he also says clearly that the kohen must move, and halacha shloi beregel is not halacha. Kohen must move, but you should know that if you look in the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos, Hayas, he actually reads like places. He actually reads that the Rabbanon hold that it doesn't make a difference, even though it's Efshel Avat. The Steve in the Rambam too. In the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos, it's not an uncommon thing that the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos is not consistent with the Rambam and Mishnah Torah. But Rashi is mamish contradicting himself from Yudalad on the base to Tesvav Amar Aleph, where Yudalad on the base, he clearly says that according to the Chachamim, Halacha is something that cannot be skipped over. You must do Halacha according to the Chachamim. Mashma from Rashi over there, that Eina Chanami, if you'd be able to skip it, then the Chachamim would agree to Rav Shimon. Rashi and Tesvav, it's not like that. Says that it's taka efshet to be mevakel halacha, doesn't make a difference. This needs clarity. Definitely needs clarity. We'll try today in Mitzvah Shem just really get clarity in the sheet of Rav Shimon, and that will spill over to understand the Rishonim as well better. Mishnah ends with Rav Shimon. Amen. Rav Shimon argues with Rav Shimon. He says, "I'm out from Malkam Shutok Laos Machshava Peisela." Okay. But Makam Shain Sarach Lalach Emach Shabbat. But basically, he holds like the Chachamim. The only time he agrees with his father is if you're walking away from the Mizbeach. In other words, any kavana you have going to the Mizbeach, that's part of the Avodah, and on that there's a regular psul of Shalai Lishma, according to the laws of Rav Shimon. And anything that you're doing, not the Shas, the Hoylocha to the Mizbeach, so in other words, the person is walking away from the Mizbeach, and that's already not called Hoylocha Bechlau, that's something that even really technically, even Ali B'da Rabbonim, potentially is not called Hoylocha. It's Bechlau, not Hoylocha. Hoylocha means you're going to the Mizbeach. As much as you're going away from the Mizbeach, not a Maisa Hoylocha Bechlau. That's what he said. Okay. Now, if you look on your Dalit Amin Aleph, I'll read Oilam the Gemara, the memory of Shimon ben Lakish. Strange memory. We know that the Chatoyis HaPnimius, those Chatoyis have to be brought inside. So even though the Shechit is done in Azara, the Avoided then is done in the Lufnim, the Echal. So those Chatoyis, obviously, there's no way around Hoylocha. Hoylocha must happen. Okay? So he, Rav Shimon ben Lakish says the following. Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Moidir Rav Shimon, Hoylocha is Chatoyis HaPnimis, Shemachshova Poselas Pohem. Rav Shimon ben Lakish says that Rav Shimon is Moidir by Chatoyis HaPnimis, Shemachshova Poselas Pohem, Hoyu Ba'avoidah Shi Ein Yochol Vatlo. Now this is Mamish Apliya, this member of Rish Lakish. What he's saying is all of this. Rish Lakish is saying that according to that, by Chatoyis HaPnimius, it's not possible to be Mevatel the Avodah. Since it's not possible to be Mevatel the Avodah, so Mamela, I'll leave it up Shimon, it's possible. Shimon, it's possible. The obvious question is simple. The question is, what's his Chiddush? If Shimon's whole foundation in our mission, it's his whole svara why halacha doesn't pass all the kol, because it's efshel of atlo, which simply reads possible to be mevatel. It's possible to do the avodah without the halacha, right? So obviously, those korbanos which intrinsically require halacha, the way the Torah gave the mitzvah that the shechit is one place and the avodah is bifnim. So the Torah built into the carbon itself, intrinsically, that it requires halacha. But obviously, Rav Shimon's whole line of reasoning is bottle. Rish Lakish makes this into his own chiddush. Maybe Rav Shimon, like he has a chiddush to say. That's his chiddush. I'm just a plea. Now, if you go on in the sugya there, Rava tries to qualify this, that in Tim Salim, Rav Shimon holds like a karabe, feel like karabe, ben ulz be'ech sotun, im achshava me'elos po'ilecha, schotayis ha'pnimis, el mitas cholum ufnim. So he sort of qualifies the chiddush of Rish Lakish, which again, paskof rishoyin, Rish Lakish is mamish saying nothing. Rish Lakish is saying nothing. Rav Shimon came in the Mishnah and he said, halacha does not tassel the shema, because halacha is an avoida, she'ef shalavat. And Rav Shimon holds, for whatever reason, an avoider, you could be mevatel, doesn't have a din avoider. Either doesn't have avoider b'chlau, which again is not the pastors, or like Rabban of Yosef, it's completely not an avoider. And mamish, you could use a yisrael, and it doesn't have a din avoider at all. Okay, but that is his chiddush Rosh Hashanah. So Rish Lakish, for some reason, has the need to tell us that Chatoyis HaPnimi is. You should know, it's. Where the Torah did require halacha, there it is mak. There the Lishma is mak. Of course. What's the chiddush? Now Rava comes, and Rava then qualifies Rish Lakish as chiddush. And he says, it's a different machloikis. Machloikis is between the ulam and the mizbech, does it have a din of tzafim? Now if between the ulam and the mizbech has a din of tzafim, it would mean that you could even check the carbon right next to the ulam. Okay? So, but that's still called considered halachically tzofen as far as kachri kedoshim. So basically, that would mean that a person could stand right by the Pesach ha'ulam, right by the opening of the ulam. He could check the chatas apnimius over there because he's standing in the tzofen. So obviously, then the kavana would only be ma'akev from that place. Okay? Meaning, the shiminol halacha is avoid the shef shalavat. Anything that's shef shalavat, look, kavana is not ma'akev. Comes Rish Lakish and he says, however, Rav Shimon will be made by Chatoi Safnimis with Elochas Ma'ak if it does become possible. Okay, that's Peshitta. Now Rava makes another Peshitta on the Peshitta of Rish Lakish. Rava basically says, and if softening extends until the Pesach Ulam, which translates as you can shech the carbon until the Pesach Ulam, which means that there's no need to carry the blood till the Pesach Ulam because you could shech it by the Pesach Ulam. So then the kavana of Shaloi Lishma would only work, according to Reb Shimon, from the Pesach Ulam onward, inward. Okay, that's obvious. Everything here is obvious. The member of Rish Lakish is obvious, and the member of Rav is obvious. So it seems clear from the Gemara that there's something else going on. Something else going on here. What's the pshat? So I think that in order to get a bit really more clarity here, you have to be mavar like this. When Rashi tells us on Yudalit Amud Aleph that Hilocha is Avodah Shef Shalavat, yeah, that's Rashi says. It comes out according to Rashi sheet, right? And let's go in the Rambam sheet also there in Halacha Chav Kimon Perak Aleph. Comes out that there's no machlokes whether it's Efshel Levat or Efshel Levat. There's a different machlokes. Machlokes is whether Halacha is such an avoider or not. Right? That's the machlokes. Not a machlokes in Svara, but a machlokes in Halacha. Right? That's what comes out. Now, if you hold like Tosfos, then it's actually a machlokes in Svara. Whether Efshel Levat is a reason to cancel the Avodah from having a Din Avodah for Lishma. Right? But according to Rashi, he says that according to the Chachamim, you must do Halacha. Right? And that's clearly the Rambam Shita Perak Aleph Psulim Gosh Malacha Chav Gimel. That would mean that according to them, according to Rashi and the Rambam, there is no Machloikas according to between Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan. In Lundus, the machlokes is a machlokes in Halacha. Whether Halacha is a avodah shel avakel, right? Now we have to understand. So let's take it to the next level. If Halacha is a shel avakel, right? L'chaira, all you need to do is move one foot for that, right? All you need to do is move one foot for it. Right? So, why is the rest of it market? Why is the rest of the Avodah market? L'chaira Shaloi Lishma should only be possible in one foot. Now, it's according to Tosfos, who says that the Rabbanan argue with the whole idea, and they hold that any Avodah which is Ef Shalavatla, which is Efshel Avatla, according to the Chachamim, is still considered a qualified Avodah. We don't have a problem. There's a long Shema Chlekes in Rav Shimon and the Rabban. The Rabbanon hold any Avodah you do, Shalei Lishma works, whether it's an Avodah you could have bypassed or not. Not relevant. That's the Chachamim. Rav Shimon holds not. But then there's no Kasha on the Chachamim. But according to Rashi and the Rambam, which is that Halacha is actually an Avodah Sheyef Shalavat. And that's the reason why the Chacham argue with Rav Shimon, not because they argue with his logic, but they argue with the Halacha. So then, fine. So now let's dig in. Let's dig into it. What part of the Halacha is Ma'akev? And the answer to that question is to move one foot is Ma'akev. Okay? So if that's the case, let's say somebody goes that one foot, and the one foot he does Lishma, And then as he continues to walk, he has in mind L'shem Shlom. But he's already did a Ilocha Beregel L'shem Pesach. So why is it Marcus? This is really difficult. According to the Rashi and the Rambam, this is Mamish Apliyah. No, it's just like the Gemara saying, according to Rav Shimon, from the Rugabi Chatos Pnevius, it's only from the Pesach Ulam and onward, because that's the part of the Halacha that's Makkah. So too, according to the Chachamim, only the Halacha, which is Makkah, which again, halakhically speaking, is only that first part. The first move. That's the only part that's Makkah. Now, Korchach, we have to say something different here. We have to say like this. Avada, that Hilocha, according to the Chachamim, is an Avoida, and it needs Kohuna, as we discussed. It needs Big Day Kohuna, and all the other Inyana. There's another Inyan. The other Inyan is, does the carbon need Hilocha? In other words, there are certain mitzvahs, there are certain chayvahs that the kohen has to do, which are avoidus, but they're not. But the carbon doesn't need them. In other words, lemasal haktaras emurim, just ledugma, haktaras emurim is absolutely an avoidus. It's only kosher by yoin. It needs a kohen to do it. You need big day kohen to do it. It has all the chumras of avoidus. Right, it's regular avoidus. Nervas, I'm hak of the carbon, which means the carbon doesn't need it. Okay, so it is an avoid, it's a full-fledged avoid, but the carbon doesn't need it. Now, how do we look at a halacha? So, you can look at a halacha, even if it is an avoid. Again, even if you hold not like Rabbi and Rav Yosef, and you hold it, even according to Rav Shimon, you need to have big day kohuna, you need to have a kohen. Okay? The carbon does not need a halacha. A halacha is an avoid. The Chachamim hold Alibe the Rashi, the Haramba. The Chachamim hold that the carbon requires halacha. This is a machshia. The carbon requires halacha. That's a metzias. And a mele, if the carbon requires halacha, so now it has a potential to pass the carbon. Rav Shimon, on the other hand, holds that halacha is Epshel of Akla. The carbon does not need a locha. It's not a matter of the carbon. Now, even though potentially if Shimon could hold a locha is an avoid, it is a complete avoid, and he could hold that it needs kohuna. And not only that, he could hold it's a chayim gama. And he could hold in din, it's the Epshel of Akla. Okay? But still, the carbon doesn't require it. It's not a machshu of the carbon. Since it's not a machshu of the carbon, it doesn't have the potential to passel or to affect the Qom, just like we had earlier on the Avdalim. Anything which is not ma'akev the Qom, the Gemara says, look, I'll be actor, say, move him. The Gemara says, who asked me in the ma'akev? So how could the Lishmo be ma'akev? Which means that in order to passel a Qom, not only do you need that it should be an avoider, but you need that avoider is a machshir of the Qom. Hey, Bazei, now it's very geshmak what if Shimon ben Lakish is saying to you. Talk of Shimon Lakish, Moider of Shimon by Lachas Chatois Apnimis. What's the Chiddush? Chiddush is, Chalachas Chatois Apnimis, Eif Shalavanko, it's not just that Mitzvah, he can't be Lachas. He's being Mechadish of Shlokish, that by those Avedis, it's actually a matter of the Kohen by the Chatois Apnimis. The Pasuk in Ayikha, by the Chatois Apnimis, that says clearly, V'lokach midam ha'pah, the heavy oisa, loyal man, by state Rishlokesh, is Rishlokesh's understanding that is actually a machshir. And that's how we needed him. Now, we were asking, what's Rishlokesh being machadish? Being machadish is a tremendous chiddush. He's being machadish that Rav Shimon over here is changing his whole view. He's viewing halacha over here as a machshir of the Qom, not just as something practical. The machshir of the carbon, that the carbon requires that halacha to be kosher. That's a tremendous chiddush. If you look at Rashi and Yudalit, it's also gishmak, because Rashi is Yav Shalavatla. So Rashi says, Lavarachara, right? It says, Lavarachara lishchit behecha. Right? Baba Rechava. Rizokta. Right? Very small. Baba Rechava. Masan attack is kosher. Teretz is, the Baba Rechava is just a gilui in the Velokach, that the Velokach is actually part of the Machshir of the Kov. It's not al Baba Rechava anymore. The Rechava is just a simen b'dov. Memele, when the Pasuk says, Sheikh Tebazor and Melech Tam Lehechal, so now we talk a douse in the Pasuk of the Hevi, that the Hiloch is part of the Kol. That's the Hezvada. Otherwise, Rashi's mom is a plea. What's a Lava Rechara? It's a possible carbon. Lava Rechara means it's not the Recheres. Lava Rechara. The Lava Rechara doesn't pass a carbon. This Lava Rechara tells us that the Pasuk of a Lokach Vehevi is Dafke. Once a Lokach Vehevi is Dafke, now it's a Machshir of the carbon. Okay, I'll say we'll continue with Hashem next week. Culture.